Hello, hello. Welcome to Destiny Speaks. Let's get into it. Sis, it's never too late. Chase your glow up, sis. Chase your glow up. Girl, I'm telling you, you better chase your glow up. You owe it to yourself to chase your glow up. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's not the devil. No, it's not your haters. It's not an enemy. It's not even your doubters. Sis, it's you. You holding yourself back. Sometimes we are our own worst enemies. I can vouch for that because I've been down that road. I know that all too well. The lies that we tell ourselves. We're not good enough. We're not pretty enough. We're not smart enough. We too old. Ooh, I've been out of school, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Me? I can't picture myself going back to school. We tell ourselves these lies so we could be comfortable where we at, so we don't grow. We could stay in the same little comfort zone, you know, be in, you know, the same place, same people, doing the same things over and over. Comfort is not always good. Not when it comes to your growth. Not when it comes to you living on purpose, walking in your purpose. Comfort is not always good. And I could vouch for that because I was once my worst enemy. I told myself I wasn't good enough. I told myself I wasn't worthy. I told myself I didn't deserve to follow my dreams. I was okay with where I was, being small, playing small. I had 3 kids. You have 3 kids. You going back to school at this age? What? Say that again. You serious? You want to go back to school at this age? You're not good in math. Math was never your favorite subject, honey. You're not good in chemistry. You know, nursing, there's a lot of math, there's a lot of chemistry. These are the lies that I would tell myself just to be okay, just to make myself feel good for not going after my goals and my dreams, just to keep me, you know, comfy where I was at, day in and day out. Same old routine, same old things. Fake being happy. Deep down inside, I wasn't happy. I wasn't. Trying to do other stuff. Trying to take the shortcut in life. Ooh, nursing. That's too much. 2 years. I can't sit in no classroom for 2 years. I gotta go to work. I got these kids. Who gonna watch these kids? These bills gotta be paid. I can't sit in no classroom for 2 years. That's what I told myself. I can't. That's impossible. I can't do that. I gotta work right now to pay these bills right now. That's the things that I was telling myself to stay little, to stay in my comfort zone. Anything to make me feel good in the moment. Well, one day I had a revelation and God told me, actually revealed to me, until you answer to your calling, no matter what you do in life, it will not work out. Until you answer to your calling, my calling, for me, I had a childhood dream of being a nurse. Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a nurse. Ever since I can remember. But here I am, putting it off, making all kinds of excuses, watching friends, people start school, finish school, and I'm still at the same place I was yesterday, hoping, dreaming, but not putting in work, not taking action, telling myself what I needed to hear to stay in my comfort zone. Well, you know what? I was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I started to speak life into myself. If she can do it, so can you. If she can do it, you can do it. God already equipped us with everything that He knows we would need. He would not leave us nor forsake us. And He sent somebody to me when He gave me the revelation. Sometimes God will use people to talk to you. And it was just a random person. I was just doing all kinds of things, but walking in my purpose. Doing hair on the side, working odd jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, doing things that was not in alignment with what God wanted me to do. So one day I was doing hair and I had a customer. She was a mother. She had a little girl. I had my little girl and they was playing. And for some reason, we got into the subject of talking about hair because that was my second passion. I said if nursing didn't work out for any reason, I would just do hair. And I started to do hair. I put out my flyers, my business cards. I was doing hair. And so we got into the conversation and she was like, you know, asking me how long I've been doing this, you know, what's my goals with this, what's my plans. And I told her, I said, I love doing hair, but it's not something I see myself doing in the long run. I would like to open up a shop and really go to school to become a nurse and just have a salon up and running. And she said, you are a mother, you're a wife, you have a family. Why don't you go to school, pursue your nursing degree, and then in return, that will fund your business dreams of opening a salon. I'm gonna let that sit right there. Sometimes what God plans for us is not what we want, but it has to. It is greater. His plans are greater. His plans for our life far exceeds our plans. So His plans have to manifest. I could not escape the calling that God had on my life. And that's when I began to research. Nursing is a calling. Nursing is a calling. It's not just a career. Nursing is actually a calling. I was running away from what God placed on my life. I was running away from pursuing my purpose, running away from pursuing my dreams. And He sent a stranger, hey, to reveal to me. He said, you're gonna ignore me. You're not gonna ignore me for long. You can run, but you can't hide. I'm gonna send a stranger. I'm gonna send somebody. I'm giving you all kinds of signs. You ignoring it. I'm going to send somebody into your life. You're going to get it together. So we get into our own way. When you have a calling on your life, you cannot run from your calling. You cannot hide from your calling. It will pull on your spirit until you answer that calling. And for me, that was the day. I said, you know what? My bank account was not in alignment with me being a nursing student. But I said, God, if that's what you want me to do, I don't care how my bank account looks like. Tomorrow morning, I went to look for a school. When God has something for you, nobody can take it away. Tomorrow morning, the next day, after he sent the girl to talk to me, I got up, and I went to look for nursing schools. I went just to speak and to get an idea and a feeling. I had three schools in mind or whatever. I went to the first school. Do you know that when God says something is for you, it's for you? And no one or nobody, there's nothing nobody can do, it's yours. Honey, sis, let me tell you, when I went into that school, everything just fell into place. Boom, boom, boom. I didn't go to register. I told you, I didn't have the funds in my account. My funds was not looking like a nursing student, okay? I went to the school, sat down. In my mind, I'm just going to get some information, you know, follow through, make a plan, and come back when I can. When I get that cash flow up, when that money looking right, I was going to come back and register. But everything happened for me that day. It's like the doors just flew open. I left, registered. Money wasn't an issue. I took my test. I passed the entrance test. Flying colors. Hey, I'm a nursing student. When God has something for you, it is for you. Like John 4, verse 4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Before God formed you, he knew who you were going to be. He knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. He equipped you. He already equipped you with everything that he knew you were going to need to walk into your purpose, to walk into your greatness. Don't ignore your calling, sis. Sis, go after your dreams. Don't ignore your calling, sis. He's not gonna let you be. He's not gonna let you be little. He's not gonna let you stay in your comfort zone. No great thing ever comes from our comfort zone, from staying small. And besides, your gift does not belong to you, sis. It's not yours to keep. Your gift is for you to bless somebody else. Your gift is for you to be a blessing to your neighbors. Your gift is for you to be a blessing to complete strangers. Your gift as a beautician is to put a smile on somebody's face because nobody ever in life ever told them they were beautiful. Your gift is for you to birth books out of somebody. Your gift is for you to birth businesses out of someone. Your gift is for you to speak life into someone. Your gift is for you to heal someone. Your gift is for you to be an advocate for the ones who don't have a voice. Your gift does not belong to you. How dare you stay little? How dare you stay at the same places? Girl, get up. And chase your glow up, sis. If no one ever told you, sis, you are enough, you are beautiful, you are a champion, you are victorious, you are a winner, you deserve all the goodness in life, you deserve the best, because we are from the best, we are made in his image, we are royalty, sis. Girl, get up. And chase your glow up. Don't you know Joyce Meyer? She didn't start her ministry until she reached age 40. Samuel Jackson, he didn't hit it big until age 43. Now, somewhere I read an article
about a 94-year-old woman by the name of Amy Graydon, who graduated college with a 4.0 GPA. 4.0 GPA? What? I was struggling to nursing school. 94-year-old woman who graduated college with a 4.0 GPA. With that being said, sis, as long as you are still breathing, as long as you are still breathing, you still have time. As long as you are still breathing, your dreams can become a reality. When you fall, as long as you can look up, baby, you can get up. Remember that. With that being said, never, ever be content with staying small, sis. You have people, sis, that only you can reach. You have people, sis. I don't care. Listen, I don't care how many people are doing what you're doing. I don't care if the market is oversaturated. I don't care how many people are doing what you're doing, sis. There's people, sis, that only you can reach. There's people that's only called to you. There's people that's only anointed, that you are anointed to reach. So, don't be stingy. Your gift does not belong to you. Our gifts is for the world. It's not ours to keep. Our gift is to be a blessing to somebody else. You don't know who you're going to come in contact with. You don't know who life you're called to make a difference in. So, sis, get up and chase your glow up. Get up and chase your glow up. You owe it to yourself. You cannot afford to not go after your dreams. You cannot afford. Start that business, sis. What you waiting for? Start that business. There's no better time than now. Now is the best time. There's no better time than now. There will never be a better time than now. Get that business started. Go back to school. Write that book. Start that ministry. Get around like-minded individuals. Get around like-minded individuals. Join that organization. Go network. Go network. Join that association. Be around people who believe in you. Be around people who hold you accountable. Get around people who will speak life into you. Who will pour into you. Who would not let your vision die. Get around people who are already where you want to be. Get around people who are already where you want to be. And it's so true when they say that if you hang around four broke people, guess who the fifth broke person gonna be? Okay, sis. Get around people who are where you want to be. Okay? Who is already where you want to be. And don't be afraid to invest in yourself. I used to be so afraid to invest in myself, I must admit. Ooh, I'm not going to spend my money on that. That's too much. But I learned something. You grow where you sow. Let me say that again. You grow where you sow. Invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Get a life coach. Get a mentor. If you want to lose weight, get a weight loss coach. If you want to write a book, get a
a book coach. Nowadays, you can find a mentor coach for any and everything. Like I said, be part of something where there's like-minded individuals who think like you, because they know what it feels like, and they will not let you give up on your dreams or your goals. Invest in yourself. Do not be afraid to invest in yourself. If you can't afford it, YouTube. There's videos on just about anything. Pull up something on YouTube. Read self-development books. There's no excuse. It's time, sis. Step into your greatness. It's time, sis. It's time you walk into in your purpose. This is serious. This is bigger than you, and it's bigger than me. This is bigger than you. It's not about you. There's people out there who needs you. Sometimes we let fear hold us back. We gotta understand. We gotta come to a point where we understand fear may or may not ever go away. Guess what? Do it afraid. Do it anyway. Do it afraid. Period. Do it afraid. And like I said before, there's no better time than now. Sis, start that business. Sis, chase your glow up. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to live in your reality. You owe it to yourself to chase your dreams. Find value in challenges. I used to shy away from challenges, but guess what? I found out that challenges makes us stronger, makes you a better person. Challenge yourself. Don't shy away from challenges. Challenge yourself. It builds your muscles. And besides, going after your dreams, it feels so good to say, I did that. It feels so good to sit down and compare where you was before or where you started with now. There's no other feeling than when you have set out to accomplish something and you actually accomplish it. There's no greater feeling. Feeling of fulfillment, satisfaction, add value to your life. And it's always something you could be doing. Don't stop there. Always learning something. Always reaching for the next step. Always developing yourself, always growing. To become great at something, you got to become the student. You got to learn it. You owe it to yourself, sis. I'm not going to let you give up on yourself. I'm not going to let you stay in your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Chase your glow up. Here's some steps that you can do. I want you to write down your goals. And not only write down your goals, I want you to write it down with a date. Give it a date. Plan what steps you're going to take to reach those goals. Actually make a plan of the steps you're going to take to reach those goals. And last but not least, take action until your plans become a reality, sis. I'm counting on you. The world is counting on you. There's people that need you, sis. Step into your greatness, sis. The perfect time is now, sis. Let's get it.